Dear friends, here the psalmist very clearly demonstrates how afflicted he is, how alone he is. He says he's so alone, he feels like the sparrow. He makes it very vivid. He says, I watch in verse 7, and I'm as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Can you imagine? Alone in a place where you could be shot at. No one to help you. No friend. But there are enemies round about him. And he's weeping. He's internally grieved. And so it's affecting him, his health-wise, his bodily. His body is affected. He says in verse 4, my heart is smitten. There is this internal agony that he is experiencing, and he says, and withered like grass. He says, I'm even forgetting to eat. I forget to eat my bread. He says, his bones cleave to his skin. He's wasting away, as it were. These things do happen. The internal things that we experience, those turmoils, those trials internally can affect us, not just emotionally, but also physically. But dear friends, read this psalm. It is not a psalm of a man who has lost hope. He's speaking truth. He's speaking the realities of what people experience. You see, dear friends, when trouble comes, people in this world, so many people in this world, they are driven further to unbelief. Become so hardened. They become so angry. And my friends, that's not a good thing. But for the Christian, troubles happen. Similar things, and even more than that. Because we see that there are fightings that are within, and we are fighting against spiritual things too, as well as the normal things of life. But the true Christian, with all of the trials, is not driven away from the Lord. But he's driven to the Lord. He's driven to experience the presence of God in prayer. So here is David. He says, hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee. He knows he's being heard. He knows that he has come to the court of God. He's in God's presence. That's what the Christian experiences. So, yes, we experience many trials, many sad occasions, but we are not despairing. There's hope in the Lord. There's hope in His truth, His promises. And what we find as he goes on, he explains about the kingdom of God. God is going to bless His kingdom. God is going to bless it in such a way that it is going to go throughout this whole world, every nation. There are people in every nation who is going to bow down before God, and there's going to be times of blessing and reviving, and then there are times that they don't experience the same kind of revival. And so he says God is active in his church at different times, in different locations. And what he's saying throughout this psalm is this: I am not abandoned. I may feel like it at times, but I am not abandoned by my God. I may feel like it at times, but the church is not abandoned. Zion is not abandoned. So it's actually a very positive psalm. It speaks about realities. It's being honest with the Lord, but at the same time, it is a very positive, real psalm, because he sees the realities in the spiritual realm. And he's assured of it. So, dear friends, be encouraged. The church you might think of is in a very sad state. Well, in this country, we might think it is like a man who is ill. But in other places, the church is thriving, is being blessed, and God's people are being added more and more and more. Although, let us pray that we would see better days as well, that God will return to us, and that we would also have this wonderful desire and appreciation for the church of Jesus Christ. It says that he blesses God. He thanks God. He takes pleasure in her stones. That is the building blocks. What are the stones in the church of Jesus Christ? Are the people. And God's people take pleasure in one another. And it says even the dust of this kingdom of God is favored, is blessed. So dear friends, be encouraged. And may we always in the midst of our trials be able to thank God and to remind ourselves that we are not abandoned, but we are the children of God. Amen. Let us pray.